Hey, Rupert. Thanks so much. It's fantastic.
Hi.
Yeah. I just, in referencing to Kenneth Branagh, we have to know where Kenneth Branagh in the first place.
Sorry?
We have to know where Kenneth Branagh in the first place.
Yes.
That's
but,
right.
But we do.
Yeah.
We all know ourselves. Before we know anything, we know ourselves.
But this, but the projection, the image on the screen doesn't know that when it's being the image on the screen. When the character's walking behind the screen, it doesn't realise that.
But the image...
I just see there's a reference point. There's a reference point where contraction... I can see the metaphor of accepting contraction as pain. That's one thing, physical pain. But contraction as mental contraction, where you're suffering and you believe that you're stuffed or anything like that. You know, anything. And loving or having the perspective of existence of accepting contraction when the contraction is around your non-acceptance of oneself or seeing oneself as that perspective. It gets very convoluted and complicated because thought winds its way and insinuates itself into
that. It's not complicated. It's just go to what is essentially happening in your experience. It's very simple.
It's just thought arising.
Yes, it is just thought arising. But if that thought contains the belief that what you are is a limited awareness, then the subsequent display of thoughts and feelings are going to be suffering. So the only question to ask is, when you refer to I, what are you referring to? Don't kid yourself that everything that is arising is an expression of awareness. It is, absolutely. But don't buy that kosher Advaita line too quickly, because this is one of the ways the sense of separation just perpetuates itself. By singing out the mantra, everything's an expression of awareness, therefore my suffering is just an expression of awareness, just as my happiness is. Don't buy that too easily. If there is suffering, you cannot be suffering. You see, the fallacy in this point of view is that we say, oh, my suffering is just an expression of awareness and I accept it completely. No, suffering is by definition a rejection of the now. Suffering is seeking.
And that's understood.
We cannot therefore say, I accept my suffering, because suffering is itself the rejection of the now. It's better to be honest about that and say, if I am suffering, I am seeking. We have to look that fact in the face. Now, who is the one? Where is the one that is resisting the now? It's not awareness. Awareness doesn't know the meaning of the word resistance. So this suffering is a call. It actually comes from the intelligence of ourself. It's a call of love. That's what suffering is. It's love calling ourself to pay attention to this little imaginary self. If we then ignore that imaginary self and just say, well, my suffering is an expression of awareness, we're just allowing this separate self to appropriate the Advaita teaching and perpetuate itself ad infinitum through seeking. It's better to be honest and say, yes, my suffering betrays the apparent presence of a separate self. Where is that? Find that imaginary self around whom this resistance and seeking is revolving. In that way, we go to the heart of suffering. We don't just wash a veneer of non-duality over it. We go to its core.
I understand it, but the practical application of it in my memory has been that who am I becomes a mantra within that.
No, but I'm not, you know. I've been at pains for the last 4 hours not to suggest that what we're doing is just wrapping out some self-inquiry mantra. Who am I? I'm not talking about that. And I think it's clear. It's an experiential, not a mental, an experiential exploration. What is the reality of my experience? Does it consist of an inside self and an outside world? It's nothing to do with an intellectual process of self-inquiry. So I agree, for many of us that were kind of brought up on the early books of Ramana Maharshi, self-inquiry was reduced to a mental process. It was always much more than that. It's nothing to do with a mental process. And what we've been trying to do, part at least of what we've been doing in our meeting today, has been this much deeper experiential exploration of our experience, so that it doesn't just go through here. It's tangible.